3 years ago, Lexington police officer Brian Derman was killed by a hit-and-run driver while investigating a routine complaint. Now his name is attached to a law, once Senate Bill 15, that sets higher parole eligibility thresholds for crimes that result in the death of line-of-duty officers or firefighters. Behind the effort was Derman's widow, Brandy, who was on hand to see Governor Beshear sign the legislation into law Monday.
It is an amazing feeling to see all our hard work culminate in that moment that he signed this bill into law. And we can sleep a little easier knowing that these police and fire and corrections officers that protect us every day have a little bit of protection as well.
The law makes second-degree manslaughter and reckless homicide of a peace officer or firefighter acting in the line of duty part of the violent offender statute and stipulates that the offender must serve at least 85% of his or her sentence if the officer was clearly visible. Previously, those committing such crimes were eligible for parole after serving only 20% of their sentence. Josh James, WUKY News.